Well, NASA has installed the Garrett-to-Parks radio telescope, the specialized equipment, to receive the unique signals from the Apollo 11 spacecraft, the signals consisting of TV from the lunar module landed on the moon's surface, the telemetry data vital to the maintenance and upkeep of the spacecraft, the biomedical data, a prime function of the life of the astronauts. The manned spaceflight network consists of 22 stations, of which 18 are land stations, 4 are ships. Parks has been given the honorary title of the 23rd tracking station in the manned spaceflight network. As such, since Parks has only a receive capability, it is considered an auxiliary antenna to the Honeysuckle Creek tracking station, and all of the telemetry, voice, and biomedical data is routed via microwave to the Honeysuckle Creek station, where it is interfaced with their computer and then routed to the manned spacecraft control center at Houston, Texas. Communications facilities here at Parks consists of 2 telephone networks, commonly referred to as Net 7 and Net 1. Net 7 is an internal communication circuit between the Honeysuckle Creek tracking station, the Parks radio telescope, and the Sydney Video Switching Center. The Net 1 circuit, which is monitor only at the Parks telescope, carries the actual astronaut voice to Houston and also carries the voice from Houston to the astronauts. This monitor capability is required for voice synchronization for our television recording equipment. In addition to the 2 voice circuits, we have a standard telex or teletype circuit, which by dial-up only we can contact any of the 22 other tracking stations in the manned spaceflight network, as well as the Goddard Space Center or the Spacecraft Center at Houston, Texas.